Proclamation number 5036 of 8th of January, 1951. Achieving the aim. Love. Will. I only have one aim. To make you humans my true children who adhere to the Father with most trusting love and are always obedient to Him, i.e., who submit thul to mine. What is of my spirit inevitably belongs to me, and therefore I seek to gain it, because I cannot force it. I don't want to proceed against my law of eternity, which does not make what was originally created free unfree. How and by which path you, my creatures, now find your way to me is left up to you, but I will assist all with my grace who long for me as their ever-loving Father from eternity. The freedom of will alone makes a person's diversity of thought, will and action understandable, and he also covers the path of ascent development in accordance with this. Every earthly wanderer certainly takes the right path to ascent if he strives towards me as his aim, yet not all of them take the same step, not all of them have the same time and the same impetus, but they all reach the aim, albeit in different periods of time, provided my will does not prematurely call one or the other away from this earth. This will be understandable to anyone who seriously wrestles and wants to reach me, that every path is different, that only one guarantees the right path, a way of life and love. Love is the most effective stimulant. Love is the strength which lifts the human being and makes the most difficult descent easy for him. For love is the surest guarantee that I myself will meet my living creations and lift them up to my fatherly heart, because I have now truly won my children if they have adapted their nature to mine. Anyone who has love within himself truly does not need to laboriously climb a ladder to the top. He will be carried by the strength of love and will irrevocably land with me. However, not all people take this simple path of love, which does not exclude the thorny nature, and yet they willingly strive towards me. They also reach their aim because the will towards me is a guarantee. They want, and I bless their will. And thus they do what seems necessary to them in order to gain eternal life. They remain faithful to the teachings and precepts which were designated to them as the path to ascent by people who pretend to be guides on the way up. They do not detach themselves from the ceremony, but always in the belief that they are thereby acting in a manner pleasing to me. Nevertheless, they are on the right path, even though this is not conceivable to them without external characteristics. Every person who strives upwards reaches the aim. And thus let no one be distracted by the other whose will is serious to establish unity with me. I know the will of every individual and bless those who turn it towards me. My blessing, however, means the giving of grace, thus help in every way so that my living creations will reach the aim, so that they will find their way to me as my true children and be accepted by my fatherly love, because I myself long for unification in order to make my children eternally blissfully happy. Amen.